Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Wyoming News and Agriculture. As you may have heard, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council held their annual D.C. fly-in and legislative conference last week, and Wyoming Stock Growers Executive Vice President Jim Magagna was one of those attendees. He told me that, unfortunately, the meetings they had with some of the government agencies were not as good as they were hoping for, with even one of them only taking 5 minutes of their time to update the group on what they've been working on and didn't take any questions, while other government agencies provided a decent update.
The other one that stood out as being better than most was with USDA APHIS, and they briefed us what they know at this point about the avian disease that's hit the dairy herds and some updates on some other things. And I thought that one was informative. But overall, those were disappointing. The more positive aspect of being back here has been some really outstanding presentations by the various key staff of both NCBA and the Public Lands Council.
Part of those strong updates, we're talking about the ways that they've been working to fight for Western producers on Capitol Hill.
It was interesting to hear how they have been able to at least make good faith attempts to work with the current administration, even though we realize that we may disagree on more than we agree upon. That was interesting to me. And then, of course, we did hear from a couple of members of Congress to the full group, and we had the opportunity from Wyoming to meet with both of our senators and our representative and their staffs and had some good discussions there that I thought were very beneficial.
Well, we need to take a quick break. We have more with Jim Magagna right after this.
Does your lender work for profit? Or does your lender work for you? For all the customers of Farm Credit Services of America, the answer is easy. That's because we are a lender driven by a mission rather than one that's driven for profit. A cooperative owned by the customers we serve and governed by a board of farmers and ranchers. We work for you and no one else. Discover the difference at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Join the University of Wyoming for the Ranching in the West Seminar Series, April 22nd in Laramie at the UW Gateway Center. The series offers hands-on education, peer-to-peer learning, and industry networking for college students and ranchers from across the state. The final session in the series on April 22nd is focused on navigating western waters, addressing water challenges in the western region. If you can't make it in person, the session is available virtually. To register for the Ranching in the West series, search UW on Eventbrite.
The Bureau of Land Management recently released their latest sage-grouse management plan, and they're taking comments on it through June 13th. With that, they have nearly a dozen public meetings set to be aired throughout the West, and four of those are happening in Wyoming, which one started last week in Cheyenne, and then they'll move on to Rock Springs, Casper, and Worland this week. Wyoming Stock Growers Jim Magagna told me that management plan isn't as bad as it could be.
In general, I would say it's somewhat more favorable to our industry than I perhaps had anticipated. I'm always pessimistic about what we're going to see. But there are still some concerns. They discussed the concept of defining land health in a different way in sage-grouse habitat than we define in other areas. And with so I can figure out what that might be, that certainly is one issue of concern. It does appear, and I haven't confirmed this totally, but that the areas they have selected for sage-grouse habitat correspond relatively closely to what the state of Wyoming has identified. And they do appreciate that they make reference to some specific provisions for each state or several of the states, including ours, in terms of what would be in the final document.
Of course, those meetings to the sage-grouse management plan are happening this week, and we have the details on our website, northernag.net. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Andy Schwab.